A documentary now being screened at the Hawaii International Film Festival has emerged as an audience favorite in festivals across the country, and it's headed for HBO. We sat down with Kauai filmmaker Deanna Winkler to talk about the early success of her labor of love and the discovery of a vibrant music and skate scene in cities across the country. Generations of R&B musicians, including Queen Latifah, are said to have gotten their start performing at roller rinks.
When I was living on the mainland, I found out one day that roller rinks all across the U.S. are still segregated. There's still Black Knight and White Knight in just about every rink that
really
exists. Yes, and Tina, who made the film, and I, we walked into a rink around midnight, and it was packed. There was thousands of people there. There were lines around the block. We were the only two non-African Americans in the space, and we just started asking questions, and everyone that we met was from somewhere else. They were from Atlanta and LA and New York and all over the US, and they kind of explained that their rinks were closing down, that they didn't have access to their culture and their community anymore, so they were traveling further and further to do what they do. And that just kind of set us on a journey to ask a lot of questions to figure out. And, you know, we realized that on the White Knights there's no policing, but on the Black Knights there's cops, there's metal detectors that come out, and they're just treated very differently if they're allowed into skate at all. And but what they're doing on these nights is absolutely breathtaking. It's a whole different art form and culture that really hasn't had a lot of documentation before, but it's generations old. It's not new. So we kind of use this very celebratory, beautiful world of Black roller skating to dig deeper into some of the race issues in the U.S. today.
So the film is entitled U.S.
United Skates.
United Skates.
Uh-huh.
So how did you come up with that title?
Well, because we were filming all over the United States in roller rinks, we thought it was a clever way to name the film. I don't know.
And so growing up on Kauai, did you have a roller rink to
go
to?
You know, I should never say this publicly, but all I ever did was rollerblade because that's what we had. We were outside, you know, and but it's a very uncool thing to say that you rollerblade in this world, because they have old school quad roller skates with the four wheels, and it's indoor, it's at night, it's like a club atmosphere. It's not rollerblading at all. So no, you know, there's no roller rinks, I think, in Hawaii at all. I used to go to Ice Palace.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but that's about it. So no, this was very much out of our culture and out of our wheelhouse to make this film. And so we, you know, something that's really important to me as a filmmaker is to ask, am I the right person to tell this story, and for people to be telling their own stories from their own communities. And so at first, we actually walked away from what we learned and saw because we didn't feel it was our story to tell. But it was really the skaters who said they liked us. They started reaching out to us. They were inviting us to other events and saying, you know, sometimes it takes an outsider to understand, because in every different part of the U.S., the skate style is totally different. So, and the music is different. So in Chicago, they do something that's nothing like Detroit and nothing like L.A. and nothing like Atlanta. The way that they skate, the way the skates look is different. Like, everything is different, the music. So having an outsider perspective, we could kind of look at it as a whole. And also as non-African Americans, we had some privilege to talk with police that were outside to get, we actually at one point we knew there was a rink that would kick out these skaters quite often, and so we bought, we ordered from China some spy cameras, and we got glasses and pens, and we mic'd them up, and we sent them into the rink, and we were able to film them getting kicked out of this very racist establishment. Yeah,
pretty elaborate so setup then. You first really thought about this.
Oh, it took us 5 years to make the film, a very long time.
And this film has won a number of awards.
Yes, we had our world premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival this year, and we won the Audience Award, which was very exciting. And since then, it's kind of exploded. Just 2 weeks ago, we were in, I think, 5 or 6 festivals, and we took home either Audience Award or Best Documentary at all of them. And so we're really grateful. We were the closing night film at LA Film Festival, closing night film at AFI Docs. We were at Hot Docs. We just did BFI London. We won the Chicago Film Festival, New Orleans Film Festival. But this is really the first time that it's coming to Hawaii, the first time I'm bringing it home. So
right, so it'd be kind of neat to have all your friends and family come to see what you've worked on for so many years.
Yes, and I can't tell you how many Christmases I came home and they would say, "You're still working on the same film?" So finally I can say it's finished.
But there's got to be this satisfaction that, yeah, it's all worth it.
Yeah, you know, we were very lucky that we sold our film out of Tribeca to HBO. And so it's going to be on HBO for everybody to see in early 2019. And until then, we're just doing the festival runs. And also, we qualified for an Academy run. So it's a lot of work. And we're definitely the underdogs because it's kind of like politics. You need a lot of money to do well. And the more you get out there and are seen, the more likely people will watch your film. And we don't really have a lot of money behind us. But we're trying, and
but you got the audience vote.
We have, yes. If only they were the ones voting for the Oscars.
But I mean, that's got to account for something, that the appeal is there.
I mean, we hope so. We hope that, you know, I do believe that if it's based off of merit and if they watch the film, that it will have a good shot because of how much how well it's being received. But at the same time, there's, you know, 700-something films that are submitting and no one will watch them all. So it's just making sure they've heard about us to watch it in the first place.
And so do you have any advice to any budding filmmakers out there?
Don't do it. No, just kidding. You know what? I think as a female filmmaker, I can say that making documentaries is a lot easier than making a narrative film because sadly, I've heard that, and it's often the case that men get money in development and women get money in post. And so we kind of have to prove ourselves and do everything on our own first. And then if we show something that's good, then we'll get the compensation later. So that was really what Tina and I did, was we just picked up the cameras. We shot most of it ourselves. We did all the sound. We produced it. We raised all that. We did every role, just two women. and in the end, we did end up raising enough money to finish because it takes a lot of money to get music licensing and paying the editor and all of that. But so I would just say, if you have a good idea, if you think that you can do it, just pick up a camera and do it yourself and prove to the world that you can, because you know, it's not that hard, in the beginning at least, to shoot what you want to make. Hopefully if you do well, then you can get the money. The money will come later.
But you're passionate about it from the get-go, it sounds like.
Yes, of course. You have to be in order to be as broke as I am.
And coming from Kauai, I guess, you know, small town, and now, you know, you have this breakthrough film.
Yeah. Growing up, there wasn't a whole lot to watch, to model, I guess, because on Kauai we had only two movie theaters, and one of them has since closed after Iniki, so then there was just the one theater in Lihue, which doesn't play many movies, and the ones that they do play are really the big blockbusters. So you don't have a lot of access to documentaries or to independent films or foreign films, and so I always craved that. I always missed that opportunity. And when I went away to college and friends would tell me, "Oh, I remember my first concert that I saw of this and that," or my mom taking me in, we didn't have concerts or, you know, just so that that's hard because Hawaii is very far away from the mainland and the rest of the world. And so, it was definitely a culture shock to move to the mainland and understand how different other people's experiences have been. But
but you went to what schools on Kauai?
Kilauea Elementary and Kapa'a High School.
And you did good.
Yeah, we can do it.
All right, well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Winner of the Audience Award at the Tribeca Film Festival, directed and written by Kauai native Deanna Winkler and Tina Brown. United Skates rolled out last night at the 38th Annual Hawaii International Film Festival, presented by Halekulani. Today, the film screens at 3:15 p.m. at the Regal Theaters in Dole Cannery, and tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Kauai's historic Waimea Theater.